Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Hello and welcome to another bonus edition of the Iditapod. I'm Casey Grove. Coming up, we have an interview with longtime Iditarod racer and four-time champ Martin Boozer from Big Lake. This comes to us from Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes in Unalakleet on Monday. Martin's originally from Switzerland, and his voice and exuberance for mushing are this seemingly ever-present thing in the race. Even his face, which, side note, you can see some photos of a very young Martin Boozer in a gallery of old photos posted by the Anchorage Daily News at ADN.com. It is titled Rediscovered Photos from the 1981 Iditarod Show, Its Changes and Constants. And like I said, a very young Martin Boozer in that race. But Boozer's getting older. Parts of this interview are in Zach's story about older former champions still racing in the Iditarod this year. I thought I'd post the whole thing though, so here it is, Martin Boozer in Unalakleet.
Oh, my hip is kaput.
Kaput?
My kaput is a German word. It's been kaput for a while. Oh, and it goes out of whack. And then I can't hardly stand up.
So what are you doing on your sled? Is it just consistent pain or did it just flare up for a little bit?
Pretty much consistent pain. It's that burning pain that's kind of like a fire. Like a fire in the back. Nothing I can do. I do a few exercises and sometimes I can unpop it. When it pops back in place, I can feel it. It's rather, Tui, come here, Tui. It's like a big relief. But right now it's out. I call it, it's either out or it's in. It kind of takes my breath away when it's out. There you go.
Did that slow you down?
Oh yeah. I just go to sleep when it happens. I mean, I have to lay on a flat ground and stuff like that. And it hurts. But it's okay. There you go, Cloudy.
It seems like the last 2-3 years I've interviewed you in Unalakleet, you get muck-tuck, but then you got an injury too.
Like, par for the course? Well, the injuries are sporadic, I guess. The muck-tuck is hopefully a constant and very much appreciated.
And how are the dogs doing?
Dogs are doing great. The dogs are certainly not the weakest link. It's the driver, huh, Cloudy? Look at you, big boy. But that's okay. We're in the phase of trying to relax from racing and just travel with the dogs.
Are you kind of, you're not in a race mode? You're in...
No, I'm in the find myself relaxed mode. Where I can just have a good time with my dogs. Right, boys?
Did you go into this race knowing that, or did you decide
along the trail? No, we've been working on that. My wife and I have been working on it, allowing me to not be in a big hurry and coming to terms with it. But the interesting thing is I thought I could just turn it off. But the guy can't, after 30 some years of hopefully competitive racing, it seems like it's not so easy to just decide that you're not competitive. It takes a bit of work to relax to the point where you can unrace or un... Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, sir. Are you hanging out for a while?
I'm hanging in for a while.
And what's that work like? I mean, emotionally for you, is it hard to be out with your dogs and see you guys go by and be in a checkpoint and be in kind of the 30 spots instead of the...
No, that's... yeah, at first it was. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's the time it takes to if you kind of chart racing, you know, you learn to become competitive, then maybe you're competitive, and then you wane from that. That's a natural phenomenon. But I thought when I, with my skill levels, I thought if I decided not to be competitive, I could just do that and not worry about it. But it takes, I couldn't. I have to really work at it, not to be in a hurry and to relax and to know to take it easy and all that. Just to be at ease with that stage of my life, that it's perfectly fine.
Do you feel like it's getting easier?
Yeah, today was, the last few days was, there was some revelations where I thought, yeah, this is mostly with the consent of my wife, you know, that's, because again, we've been so focused for so long, with her being totally okay that I'm not competitive, that makes it a lot easier.
She doesn't love you any less?
Doesn't love me any less, and still gives me all the grief I deserve, I guess.
You seem like you're happy.
I'm happy, yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm sore, but happy. And I'm damp from all this rain that we've had.
My last question is just, have you seen a trail like this where it's been on the southern route, this wet, this much open water, this warm, like all the sort of wet and wild together?
Yeah, I'd try not to summarize it. See, I'm sure we've seen water like that before. It's weird. I mean, I'm seeing things I'm not familiar with on the sky here, so I take it that's rain. I don't know.
Wait till you see the sea ice over the other side of town.
Or maybe it's just moisture. Yeah, it is pretty weird. Pretty weird, all right. Yeah.
That was Martin Boozer talking to Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes in Unalakleet on Monday. Martin mentioned his wife. Her name is Kathy, and the kennel name is Happy Trails Kennel. And while we like to say that as well, Martin's definitely the OG on Happy Trails. So, I'm Casey Grove. Happy trails, and please stay tuned for another episode of the iDidapod. Thanks for listening.